what use can do for the perfection of this world, in the speech of Imam Musa Saab.
آرامشی که برای انسان در نتیجه نماز، رضایتی که برای انسان در نتیجه روزه حاصل آید، نه تنها جبران زحمت مختصری که در راه به پاداشتن این عبادات می کشد، نه تنها جبران می کند،
The tranquility brought to humans by saying prayer and the sense of satisfaction reached through fasting not only will compensate for the little pains and hardships tolerated in way of performing them, but that they will gift us with a sense of calmness, comfort, and shine which will guarantee success in reaching future goals. I assume it is not hard to realize that worshiping will be very simple if practiced. One who is humble will easily perform a few duties assigned to him by Allah the Almighty and will do them with no pain and difficulty. In my opinion, trying to correct young people is much more valuable than efforts made in correcting adults whom have adapted to worshiping, and there is no great hope in building them a future. Our future will be in the hands of you, the youth. I hope you have taken lessons from the narrow-minded in the past and the hardliners today, both of whom have ended up in extremism. We hope that the world made by your generation is a free, developed, and peaceful world, a world where justice, truth, and good are found along with knowledge and faith, a world where we can spend old age in peace and comfort and be hopeful that our children will face a blissful future.
به وسیله این نوار میخوانم ان الذی فرض علیک القرآن لرادک الی معاد.
And thus I recite to you this verse of the Quran in chapter 28, which says, Indeed, he who has revealed to you the Quran will surely restore you to the place of return. Say, My Lord knows best him who brings guidance and him who is in manifest error. Yes, the path taken by the Prophet, the steps taken in the path of truth, justice and good, and with knowledge and planning will definitely reach its destination.
What are prominent Shia scholars concerned with? Let us follow Ulama's speech on COI Radio.